Samuel Taylor Coleridge, The Imagineer, 1772 to 1834. Coleridge, Wordsworth, Wordsworth, Coleridge. You hardly hear one of these British romantic poets without mention of the other. They were great friends and giants among poets of this period, and perhaps did as much to define romanticism as any artists of the time. The Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris of the romantic period, they enjoyed 5 intense years of friendship and an incredible creative collaboration that produced Lyrical Ballads, a collection of both of their poems which are some of the finest in the English language. They inspired each other to greater poetic feats. Coleridge, inventing the conversational poem, which Wordsworth famously adopted and refined, Wordsworth's friendship giving Coleridge the confidence and security he needed to write. When Coleridge developed a debilitating addiction to opium, his work declined and his relationship with Wordsworth grew strained. Coleridge went off to travel and lecture, spending the last years of his life bunking with a physician friend, worn out by marital problems, debt, illness, and addiction. Coming to the end of life in less than triumphant circumstances isn't unusual for poets and writers and artists of all stripes. Many seem to burn through years on the fumes of their own curiosity and creativity, some of them creating their finest work in the most difficult times of their lives, others succumbing to the furies of the lives they led. I think Coleridge probably falls somewhere in the middle. He wrote his best poems early on in his career, but late in life also turned out Biographia Literaria, a volume of literary criticism that is considered one of his most valuable contributions to the romantic dialogue, especially on the subject of imagination. I think Coleridge is the most revolutionary and inspiring to the creative mind in those essays.